I'm DJ Psyched, and you're listening to the Get Psyched Podcast. Let's get psyched about music. When I think of selling out, I don't think of an artist switching genres or an artist joining a big label or going on big tours. I think of someone who lost their heart and soul and is just making stuff to make it, you know? Like they changed the reason that they made it, which isn't always a bad thing, which I'll get into a little later, but that's kind of my thought on it. I think that selling out, it's hard to define, and depending on who you are, you'll define it differently, but I think that the way that I think of it, when I initially think of it, it isn't someone who's changing their style or who's evolved over time. It's someone who you can feel they kind of gave up the original reason they started something.
Yeah, I totally agree. And like just artists that gain popularity and then try to, I guess, cater to wider audiences while like losing touch of the reason they started. That's something that's like disappointing for me as a listener.
Yeah, and that's a good point to bring up. Like, it can be disappointing or disheartening as a listener to feel these changes. And I think the reason I like having these discussions is because you have to think of it from a perspective of a listener and an artist, you know? Because, like, you still have to make a living. We all do.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I think that there's probably plenty of artists who were making a living and sold out just to sell out, popularity, money, and all that. And then there's people who have to sell out because they have bills, you know?
Yes.
So I feel like it's really hard to just say selling out is negative and blanket statement, like, if you sell out, you lost all your heart. Like, it's so situational, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that artists are viewed differently from other fields. It's because we're all working, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all working to make money. Well, last time I spoke to Adam, we talked about how the art field seems to have a weird rep for more free labor than other fields.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's very easy to exploit an artist because you're like, oh, well, you're just taking a picture. Like, how much do I have to pay you? Or, like, industries will hire unpaid interns all the time because you want experience or a portfolio. And it's like, when have you ever heard a scientist be like, come into my lab and do this research for free for your portfolio?
Yeah.
It's just like people don't view artists the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why people are so hard on selling out.
Yeah.
They don't take them seriously. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, especially in spaces like a college campus, it's easy to think of people as your friends instead of like artists. I know that like a lot of people that make music are asked to do it for free. And I don't think that's right. Like, I think that brings it to where people feel the need to kind of sell out and give into a more like marketable sound.
Yeah. Do you think it's possible to do something without having to sell out a little? Because in my opinion, I don't think in anything you're doing, you can ever be like, I would never do this or I would never do that. Like, you have to take the opportunities you have to take. Selling out's kind of inevitable. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's some artists that can increase their popularity and profitability without losing their heart in music. Like, I know Colts did, like, they had a song on the Carrie soundtrack, like the new Stephen King movie, Carrie, and it was just their original song. They didn't make it for the movie, and so I mean, I think in situations like that, I really like to see an artist just being their true self while, you know, getting paid for it.
Yeah. Like, there are definitely ways to, I guess, stay true to yourself while also getting your name out there. I think there's plenty of artists, in my opinion, that, like, they've never really sold out, but they've grown, they've put themselves out there. I would say a good example of something like that is like 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
I don't think 21 Pilots ever sold out, quote unquote, or even changed really much since they started, but they made it onto the, what was it, the Suicide Squad soundtrack?
Yeah.
That was a really big hit for them.
Mm-hmm.
Stressed Out made it on the radio, but their style has never really changed. And I guess that's kind of one of the harder things, right? For certain artists, you kind of have to change your sound at times because 21 Pilots, yes, they're very different from the typical like radio stuff, depending on how you see it, but they do still have a pop appeal to them.
Yeah.
And for artists who don't have a pop appeal,